As it appears, the Palestinian civil society's call for boycotting Israel is getting more followers. On Saturday, representatives of the Palestinian civil society held their third national conference, which calls for boycotting Israel until it ends its occupation of the Palestinian territories.
The BDS movement, or the Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions movement, is based on the BDS call that was launched by Palestinian civil society in 2005, which calls for boycotting Israel, divesting from it and applying sanctions until it ends its occupation, ends its apartheid system, and allows Palestinian refugees, who are the majority of the Palestinian people, to return home.
And more followers could only mean success. Success to a point that prompted Israel, according to Omar Barghouti, to describe the boycott, divestment and sanctions against it a strategic threat.
Many successes at the economic level, at the trade union level. Many trade union federations from the UK, Ireland, South Africa, Brazil, India, Norway and other places have supported the BDS campaign. Those are trade unions with millions and millions of members. So Israel is feeling the pressure to the extent that it has called BDS a strategic threat.
A strategic threat serious enough to elicit action from the Israel Action Network. American journalist and campaign activist Adam Horowitz explains.
This is a broad-based movement across the country. Even at its young stage now, though, the resistance to it, which is happening from the primarily from the organized Jewish community in the United States, is very strong. There, I mentioned during my talk that there is something called the Israel Action Network, which is a program with a budget of over $6 million to help combat the BDS movements.
Cultural boycott is at the forefront of the effort to convince Israel to end its occupation, explains Rania Elias, director of the Yabus Center in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds.
We've been very successful in convincing so many big names not to come and be part of this apartheid system and to whitewash these crimes that has been done on the Palestinian people by the Israeli side.
Activists say they're also pushing for an end to military cooperation with Israel. Recently, Turkey has announced that it has suspended military ties with Israel over Israel's violation in the occupied Palestinian territories. Changing the understanding of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is at the heart of the BDS campaign. Since its launch in 2005, the BDS has encountered many successes. But when it comes to consumer boycott, the challenges here in the occupied Palestinian territories are greater than those in Europe and the Americas. Here in the occupied Palestinian territories, the Palestinian consumer is dependent on Israeli goods simply because there's no alternative. Ibrahim Husseini, Press TV, Al-Khalil.